As we continue to get used to life in a pandemic, our new normal is changing. And that means wearing a mask for a lot of people if you're going out in public. This is Lisa Berry. And to answer some of our latest questions about wearing masks and other things regarding the progression of the coronavirus health crisis, we thought we'd check back in with Dr. Beverly Mihalko, Eastern Michigan University professor and epidemiologist. Hope you're holding up okay.
Oh, I am. Thank you, Lisa.
So let's start with masks. How much protection do they really provide?
Well, thank you for asking that question, because I think there is a lot of confusion out there. We are being asked to wear masks here in Michigan when we go out in public. But let's remember why masks are important. First of all, masks being worn by individuals who may have the virus, and whether they know it or they're unaware that they are infected with the virus and are asymptomatic, the mask is designed to protect the rest of us from being exposed to their respiratory secretions, if they cough, they sneeze, or even if they speak. So the mask is being designed to protect us from people who are carrying the virus and capable of shedding it. For the rest of us, wearing a mask is important because it's really the third level of protection. In terms of reducing community spread, the first level, of course, is to stay home. The second level is to keep your distance if you're going to go out in public. And the third piece would then be wearing a mask. It is going to provide some level of protection additionally, but I think it also serves as a reminder to keep that social distancing when you're out in public, whether you're at the store or you're at the gas station. You know, things are going to be opening up, we understand, in the next couple of weeks. So wearing that mask, you know, is important for us all. The mask needs to be one that is, homemade. If you're going to make it at home, you need to use two layers of a quality 100% cotton fabric. Actually, quilters' cotton. And then the second layer it's recommended might be a different fabric like flannel. Because, again, each of those fabrics has a different weave and would provide what I would consider, from a microbiology perspective, a tortuous path for any aerosol droplets to pass through the mask.
I actually saw something, too, about putting nylon, like a pair of pantyhose, cut that out and put that gives you another layer of protection. Had you heard that?
I had seen that as well, that would be put over the mask. And if you do have, like an N95 mask and you're holding on to it for dear life. Maybe you had some left over from a project you did at home. You could wear your N95, especially if you're particularly concerned about being at risk, and then wear the cloth mask over that to provide an opportunity to keep it clean and from getting soiled. Another piece, although you haven't asked me, I'm going to tell you, we do need to not just keep reusing those masks. So you need to have several masks so that you decide to go out and go shopping. You wear the mask, take care of your errands, run your errands, and then you come home and throw it right in the wash.
So that was going to be my next question. Can you wear them more than once?
Yes, you can continue to wear them, but you need to just wash them. And soap is a good, it's fine. You don't need to use bleach. You can just wash it in soap and water in your regular laundry, because soap deactivates the proteins on the surface of the virus, so it's easily killed by just soap and water.
I've actually seen diagrams about mask versus mask. Like, if you're both wearing one, that's optimal. If one of you is wearing one, not so much. So if we decide to go out and we're wearing a mask, but we're around a lot of other people who aren't, are we still being protected?
You are if you're maintaining social distancing. And, I've only been out a couple of times in the last 2 weeks. I finally ventured out for the first time. And quite honestly, around where I live, everyone was wearing a mask. But my one concern is not everyone is wearing it appropriately. I saw several people, including people working in the store, wearing it below their nose. You need to have the mask cover both your nose and your mouth. And it should be fitting fairly firmly, because if there's big gaps along the side of your face, you're actually breathing from the side of the mask as opposed to through the front of it. And when you remove the mask, remove it by the ears, by the ties or the ear elastics. Don't grab the front of that mask. And you shouldn't be touching the front of the mask while you're wearing it out in public either.
Because you're infecting it, or why not?
because your hands are, you know, the mask is a filter. So if you're touching the front of it, the outside, you know, you're contaminating your hands.
Do you have a recommendation on what is an ideal mask? I mean, I started searching for it, and there's construction masks, and there are disposable masks, and do you need gauze, or you mentioned cotton or flannel. Is there a top recommendation for what kind of mask we should be wearing out in public?
It's a good question. In the absence of, you know, our ability to acquire N95s or surgical masks, again, 100% cotton fabric, and the reason I mentioned quilter's fabric is they have a higher thread count. It's just like if you prefer quality sheets, they're at least, what, a 200 thread count fabric. And so it just means there's a tighter weave. And when you hold the fabric up to the light, you want to see minimal light coming through it. So, again, the thought of using a different type of fabric, such as a flannel for the inside layer, and quite honestly, I've made some myself using Quilter's quality cotton and Quilter's quality flannel, which I had to order online, and it really is very comfortable against your face, the flannel.
Yeah, summer's coming, and it's going to warm up. Do you think that's going to impact who decides to wear a mask or not?
I think that's a very good question, and I think that is indeed the case. I was thinking about that on the weekend because I was over someone's house. We were sitting outside, you know, very distant from each other, I was wearing a mask. They were wearing a mask, and we said, boy, just think when it's 80 degrees, it's going to be uncomfortable. But again, if you're outside, if you can maintain, you want to sit and visit someone, you know, you're both in lawn chairs, there's no reason you would need to wear a mask if you're 6 or more feet away from each other.
What happens to COVID-19? Is it just going to dissipate or go away? Or when is it okay to sit inside with somebody when you're 6 feet away?
Well, that's a good question because we don't know what's going to happen. The projections vary, and it's really going to depend on the response of the public, how compliant people are with continued social distancing, especially. That's really the most important one. And whether or not we'll be able to sit inside with someone without a mask, you know, I don't have an answer to that yet. I'm in the same dilemma as everyone else, you know, wanting to visit with my grandchildren and my children. So for the time being, we have to, you know, consider taking advantage of the summer and being outside. But the virus is not going to just go away. As you've seen, the experts have talked about this in the last couple of weeks. Both Dr. Fauci and the head of the CDC announced at the podium, at the president's briefing, that this virus is coming back in the fall. What happens between now and fall is right now anyone's guess.
What does that mean, it's coming back in the fall? How do you know?
Well, because this is a coronavirus. We know of, you know, there are four coronaviruses that cause the common cold, and they don't completely disappear in the summer, but they do circulate at a much lower rate over the warm weather, but they come back every fall and winter. And so the projection is that, or one projection is that this, we can expect that this virus will come back in the fall because of the seasonal characteristics of other coronaviruses. But it might not even, a number of cases, a number of deaths might not decrease dramatically just because of the summer months. So we may see continued spikes up and down. And all through fall and into 2021, or it may, the number of cases may fall considerably over summer, but then spike again with a very high peak in the fall. We just don't know exactly where this virus is going to go, but it's not going to disappear. It is going to be, you know, in our communities for probably 1 to 2 years until there is a vaccine, and at that point, or at one point where we reach herd immunity of at least 60 to 70% of the population having had the infection and having antibodies. The other thing about antibodies is we don't know how long that protection will last. That just because you have had the disease and have antibody, how long will that immunity protect you? 6 months, a year? Other coronaviruses, the immunity to them, you know, the common cold, it wanes over about the course of a year. So you may get it again, but it might not be as serious an infection. So there's just so many unknowns. So we're just modeling these projections after similar virus strains that we're familiar with.
Dr. Beverly Mihalko, what's your bottom line advice for keeping well into the coming months from the COVID-19 virus?
Bottom line is making careful decisions about what you do in terms of leaving the home and going out in public. So keeping your distance physically from others, wearing a mask when you're out in public. Of course, hand washing. Hand washing certainly as soon as you come home from being out and about, unloading your groceries, make sure you wash your hands. And that really is it. And I guess we have to wait and see how things change in our own state as the governor, allows more things to open up and how well other people are compliant with these recommended practices.
Dr. Beverly Mihalko, Eastern Michigan University professor and epidemiologist, thanks for joining us here on WEMU.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.